Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Swaggering down the road, Olivia O'Leary emerges from her cocoon.
I was out the door just after 7 this morning, swaggering along the public road as if I was part of a July the 12th Orange Parade. And maybe that's what I was about, staking my claim to walk the highway. But if anyone had wanted to establish whether I had followed to the letter the advice that I couldn't go beyond the confines of my house and garden, well, all they had to do was look in the empty fields below me. Grass had been planted for hay or silage, and over the weeks it had got longer and more unkempt, like my own hair, and anyone who looked down at it could see the map of my life for the last 5 weeks, tracks flattened in the lush grass where I'd walked and walked on my own, just to be outside. Then, as if life had opened a new blank page this morning, came the tractor and the grass cutter. Within 2 hours, the sea of rippling green had disappeared, and so had evidence of my sins. There's no doubt that many of us felt lighter and brighter this morning. Nobody likes to be put off the streets. And that awful patronising word cocoon can, I hope, be restored to the caterpillars. But I don't question the advice that older people should stay as far away as they can from possible contagion. If these weeks did nothing else, they created a necessary caution and reserve in us about physical contact with other people. It takes a while before that sinks in, before you develop a habit of naturally maintaining a distance, before you stop yourself shaking hands. And that reserve may become part of our lives for the foreseeable future. But the big shock for those of us who are older was not the cocooning that some of us found maybe a bit overprotective. The big shock was the surge of infection and deaths, particularly in nursing homes for the elderly. Those of us who have loved ones in residential care thank our lucky stars every day for the dedication of the staff who look after them. But those of us of an age where we'll soon end up in nursing homes ourselves are shocked to the core by the cries for help from nursing home owners which were not answered or weren't answered in time. Why do we have the contradiction between cocooning for older people in their homes on one hand and yet no response or a late or inadequate response to the plight of the elderly in residential care? Is it because healthcare in this country has always emphasised the role of the acute hospitals above everything else, above care in the community, above primary care, above residential care? Is this why there's been a mismatch between the extra capacity in the acute hospital system and the unmet needs in the residential care system? Were many nursing homes, most of which are private, always inadequately staffed? And if so, who let that happen? Geriatricians have been warning for years about ageism in the health system and about inadequate provision for our older people. Indeed, questions about the medical care of elderly nursing home residents were raised as recently as February in a discussion document by SAGE, the advocacy group for older people. So most of me today is grateful for all those frontline workers who made it possible for me to stay safely at home. But a part of me is looking at the late response to what happened in some nursing homes and asking, is that what the state really thinks of older people?
Olivia O'Leary.